to borrow my social studies textbook? What are you telling me? He tells me that the great figures in the history of oh, my God. Say it ain't so. Throbbing, can you verify? Time for an episode of the most outrageous crime fighter the world has ever known. With a social studies textbook. I always thought you hated school and hated studying, and that's why you became Fudge Man, because you...
All right, Throbin, take it easy. No, I wasn't very big in school at all, and that's why I've taken to a life of keeping America normal. Family values.
Family values, Fudge Man?
Family values, Throbin.
Why are you squeezing my foot?
Values, family jewels, what's the difference?
But the social studies textbook, Fudge Man.
Well, look at these names. Different when I was a kid.
I just happen to be looking through for great explorers, because that's what you and I are, Throbin. Explorers. Trying to figure out why the world is in the sick shape that it's in. And I was looking up some of my favorites, and look at this. Here, the Northwest Territory was discovered and explored by Lewis and Fart. Jumping gerbils, Fudge Man! I can't believe that! And that Rear Admiral Robert Ferry discovered the North Pole and explored it. Other great historical legends and explorers was a guy that snarled his way across the Atlantic, Vasco da Gama. Incredible, are you dazed, Fudge Man? There's no way this history's being changed!
Remember Amerigo Vespucci?
Fudge Man, it's too late.
No, it's not too late, Throbin. We'll find out who's printing these sick textbooks. Look, here's a whole big passage on Sir Francis Dyke and Perv Man Magellan. Who could forget Captain John Whiff? Says here the Orient was discovered by Marco Golo.
Fudge Man, there's no hope for us.
There's no help for us at all. I think as a civilization, as a people, we're shocked. Every time you turn around, it's thrown in your face. Oh, this hideous behavior. Look at this. America, 1492. Discovered by Christopher Columbus. I don't know, Throbin. Maybe I ought to go back into retirement. Each day, when I think I put out one fire, another arouses.
Come on, Fudge Man. Don't get so upset. Here, give me that textbook. Let me read to you for a change. You're always reading to me when I go to bed at night. I enjoy the stories. Right up until that chloroform-filled rag goes over my face. In the morning, I'm sore.
All right, Throbin, that might be nice. Why don't you read right out of the book?
All right, Fudge Man. Here's the story of that great Tennessee pioneer, Davy Socket.
Will Fudge Man actually fall asleep? Will Throbin have his revenge with a chloroform-soaked rag? Or will they both be so ten-hot hearing about Davy Socket, spontaneous hobble breaks out? Tune in again for another thrilling episode of the most outrageous crime fighter the world has ever known.